Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 94. We're closing in on the century here. And today what I'd like to talk about is how to connect with the heart. How to connect with the heart. We're going to talk about connection. If we can't connect, we're not going to be very effective as preachers and teachers. Communication is about connecting, but also connecting with the heart. And we'll define what that means in just a moment. And this is on my mind because of a podcast I listened to recently by Cliff Ravenscraft. If you've not heard his show, The Cliff Ravenscraft Show, I can recommend it. I enjoy it. This episode was number 535, and he was interviewing Ray Edwards. They're both fascinating people. And at one point in the interview, Ray said this, and it piqued my interest, made me think, and thought I'd share this with you, which is, he says something like this: stay in your head. He's talking about communicators. Stay in your head and you're dead. Speak to my heart. Now we can start. In other words, contrasting the speaker who's in their head, they're intellectually, they are connected with what they want to say, as opposed to connecting with, speaking to the heart of the people he's speaking to, you're speaking to. Okay, now we can start, because now I'm going to give you my attention. Now I'm going to give you my own heart, because I feel you're connecting with my heart. So the difference between talking about what we want to talk about, what we think is important, as opposed to understanding the needs of those to whom we are speaking and speaking to their heart. Connecting with the heart, very important for every communicator of anything, but especially for those of us who communicate the gospel. Really important we understand this. In other words, our communication is much more about their heart rather than your heart. Of course, our own heart matters, but I'm not talking here about purity of heart or personal conviction. That's a given. But what's our desire? Is our desire just to tell people what we think, or is our desire to meet needs? And this is where the self-awareness and the humility of the speaker really becomes very important. Let's think about Jesus here, because I think he gives us some good ideas, some good examples, some inspiration. In Mark chapter 2 and in verse 8, let's read this. It says, immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And then he goes on, he said to them, why are you thinking these things? What's easier to say to the paralyzed man? And he challenges their thinking. I love that. He knew what they were thinking in their hearts. How did he know that? Of course, maybe he had some divine inspiration, being the Son of God. But I think also there are a couple of things we see in Jesus' life, which we'll look at in a moment, that indicate that he was able to connect with people's hearts. He noticed what was there, and then he addressed it. So knowing what was in their hearts made him an effective communicator, because then he spoke directly to those needs. And I think that's true of those who opposed him, but also true of those who wanted to learn from him. And as you scan any of the Gospels, I think you'll certainly see this. So two thoughts about how to connect with the heart. How do we do this? Jesus was clearly the master. We're not Jesus, but I believe we can all get better at this, understanding the heart of the people to whom we're speaking. So firstly, the first thing is just to observe. Observe those who you are speaking to or going to speak to. And I'm not talking here about being a policeman or someone standing with a telescope looking at people very minutely, but just noticing what's going on. In Luke chapter 14, we see this about Jesus. Luke 14 and verse 7. Luke 14 verse 7, it says this: when he noticed, so he observed something, when he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told this parable: when someone invites you to a wedding feast, and so on. So he then tells an appropriate parable to meet the needs according to what he has noticed, because what he has noticed tells him something about the hearts of the people around him. So it's important that we observe. We simply keep our eyes open when we're with other fellow Christians, people that we're going to be speaking to, noticing things. What are you seeing around you? What are you hearing? What have you seen? This may take some time, it may need to take some time to reflect and pray through that and say, God, What have I been seeing at church recently in my family group, my cell group, my house group, my Bible teaching evening, my Sunday services? What have I seen? What have I noticed? And ask God to make you more observant. So that's the first thing. If we're going to connect with people's hearts, we need to be observant people. And the second thing is not only to observe, but to question. That's the second thing we see in Jesus. He questions people, and that helps him to understand the hearts. So in Luke chapter 9, as an example, in Luke chapter 9, verse 18, once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say I am?" And they replied, "John the Baptist, Elijah, prophets of long ago." "But what about you?" verse 20. He asked, "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah." Now, I think he had several reasons for asking questions like that. One was to find out what they were thinking. Another might have been to also help them with their own thinking, because as they verbalize things, then they understand. Lots of reasons, good reasons for asking questions. But one of the reasons is to know what people are thinking. So do you ask questions in the fellowship, when you're around other fellow believers, when you're around people even who are perhaps inquiring and finding out about God, but they're going to be at your services, they're going to be there when you speak, are you asking them what's on their mind? Questions like, what has God been teaching you recently? What do you feel you've been learning recently? What obstacles to your faith do you have right now? What challenges in your life at the moment, and what are you learning from them? If I was to preach something, what would you find most helpful? If next time I preach or teach, what would you like me to address? What do you think would help other people, not just yourself, your children, your spouse, your friends here at church? And asking questions, and we can come up with a whole long list of those, but simply asking questions. And this will connect us with the heart of people. Assuming they're being honest, and we need to be the kind of people that are safe, where people can be honest with us, and that's a whole other issue, but nevertheless, observing what's going on around you and asking questions will give you some insight into the hearts of the people that you are called to speak to, and then that can shape both the specifics of what you share and the way in which you do it, with particular illustrations, drawing particular applications, and so on. So those are a couple of things that will help us to connect with the heart. What does your audience need is where we must begin if we're going to connect with the heart. Not staying in our own head, but understanding what the hearts of the people we're speaking to are concerned about and interested in, and what their needs are. What is your congregation hoping for? What are they worried about? What are their dreams? Let's start with the heart rather than the head, connecting with the heart. So what do you think about this? Do you have any thoughts about it? Are there particularly good ways to connect with the heart that you have noticed? Are there some things about Jesus? Are there some things that you've seen done well or not so well in this area? I'd love to know your thoughts. So please post a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. We learn best when we learn in community. And one last thing, please pass this link on to one other person who might benefit from what we've been talking about here today. So until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.